federal government's announced a formal inquiry into elder abuse, which affects as many as one elderly Australian in every 10. The adult children of the over 65s are most often the perpetrators, whether the abuse be financial, sexual, psychological, or sheer neglect. The review will examine the laws and frameworks meant to safeguard the elderly. Advocates say it couldn't come soon enough, with one-fifth of Australia's population expected to be aged over 65 by 2050. Lucy Carter reports.
The Attorney-General, George Brandis, says elder abuse is a human rights issue, one that is complex, often invisible and underreported.
Older people may feel separation from the broader family unit. They may be prevented from coming forward because of disability. Professionals may be reluctant to become involved for fear of being seen as meddling in family matters.
Speaking today at an elder abuse conference in Melbourne, Senator Brandis said it was an issue the federal government plans to look at more closely.
I'm taking the opportunity of this address to announce today that I have sent a reference to the Australian Law Reform Commission to conduct a new inquiry into laws and frameworks to safeguard older Australians from misuse and abuse. The inquiry, which will report in May 2017, will identify best practices for protecting older Australians through the legal system while minimising interference with their rights and preferences.
Australian Institute of Family Studies senior researcher Ray Caspew says this inquiry is urgently needed.
If you think about the fact that the first annual cohort of baby boomers who were born in 1946 are turning 70 this year. There's also the fact that Australians are living longer. So we're facing the situation where there's a greater proportion of the population that's aged than we've had before. They're living longer. There's risk factors for cognitive decline in that context, and that is one of the risk factors for elder abuse.
Dr. Caspew was the lead researcher on a report into elder abuse commissioned by the Attorney General's Department late last year and released today. She says it's still hard to know exactly how many Australians are suffering.
It seems likely that between 2 and 10% of elder Australians may be subject to elder abuse. This behaviour takes the form of financial, emotional, sexual, physical abuse and neglect.
Who are the people that are abusing elderly Australians?
The indications that we have at the moment are that it is intergenerational, in that it's primarily children abusing parents. The most common relationship dynamic is sons abusing mothers, but daughters also do take advantage of mothers, and fathers are also victims at times as well.
Jenny Blakely from Seniors Rights Victoria says there's much for this new inquiry to examine.
We're interested in some of the differences that occur between state legislation, particularly around powers of attorney and wills and estate planning. We'd also be very interested in trying to set up some register where all powers of attorney are registered, so that there's somewhere where people can go and go, do you really have power to make these decisions for someone else? And also where they can go and find out where it may have been revoked. We'd also be interested in seeing alternative forms of justice occur. So that might be through mediation, alternative dispute resolution, because again, frequently older people don't want to go to the police, don't want to go to court. So we think that there needs to be some sort of other alternative way of dealing with these sort of disputes and these problems.
Ian Yates, the Chief Executive of Council on the Ageing Australia, says elder abuse is an incredibly complex issue and one that's worthy of closer examination.
One of the things that has really frustrated people who are dealing with this issue and trying to draw it to the attention of governments is the inconsistencies in relevant legislation and regulations from state to state. It makes it very difficult to come up with a common approach, and it makes it very difficult when you're dealing, for example, with national institutions like banks, who of course are part of the front line in dealing with financial abuse. So certainly having the attorney look at what a potential legal framework might be at the Commonwealth level and linking that to states is very welcome.
He says there are other things the government could be doing.
I guess we would have also hoped that the attorney might have indicated that an in-principle commitment from the Commonwealth to go further than that and negotiate with the states on a national framework for dealing with elder abuse, but at least this is a step in the right direction.
COTA's Ian Yates ending that report from Lucy Carter.